Now that our candles are lit, what we're holding is the complete picture, isn't it? We've spoken already about the orange representing God's creation of the world and his love encircling it in that red tape. We've spoken already about the sticks that are in it representing God's order, God's way of the world functioning through the seasons. And we've spoken already about the fruits and the sweets that are on it representing God's good gifts to us, the good things that we have in our lives that come from God. And now we're all sharing the same thing. We've all got involved and lit our candles to represent that that phrase in the Bible that I said about before, when Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." We know how lights work, don't we? They guide us, they show us the way, they show us, they keep us safe. And that's the whole story in our hand there, of God's gift of Jesus to us, his gift of love, his gift of hope and peace and joy. That just like those shepherds, we need to make that choice in our own lives, whether we will respond to that or keep holding it at a distance. Just as you carry on looking at the light from your candle flame, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing together. So perhaps if the musicians at this point could blow their candles out, just the musicians, and then go back to their places, that'd be helpful. Let's pray together. Lord God, lights are amazing. They help us to see. They help us to find our way safely. A light guides and it protects. Thank you so much that Jesus described himself as light of the world, the one to show us the way to peace and our unending hope in a way that helps us and protects us and guides us and shows us love. So, Lord, help us to learn to follow you through Jesus' example so that in our lives, we'll know they are at the absolute best that you've given to us. In Jesus' name, amen.